Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. My name is Dwayne Staten, and I want to thank you for tuning in for another episode. This podcast is meant to help those toward the path of forgiveness, for the ones who have been hurt, heartbroken, forever changed by something that was said or done to them, which changed their mindset, the course of their relationships, their future, and even their life in general. With this podcast, I speak about the lessons I've learned from forgiveness, and I give it to you, the audience. Today, I want to talk about how forgiving yourself is a journey and it's consistent. It's not a one-time only deal. Forgiving yourself has to be done on a daily basis. And I'm going to give you two stories that actually happened to me recently where I had to forgive myself. A couple months ago, I was driving to take my son to my parents' house. You know, regular grandparents visit. I'm driving, and I'm 10 minutes away from my parents' house. I get to the light and I stop. And I'm just chilling. Like, okay, drop you off at your grandparents' house and have me a good day at the comic book store. Boom! I got hit from behind. And I got hit so hard from behind, I put on the brakes. I slammed on my brakes. That couldn't stop me. And I hit the car in front of me. I was trying to figure out what happened. And the worst part is, my son was in the back seat of the car. So I'm shaking up. And immediately I look back. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is my son okay? I look back. He's asleep. Like nothing happened. Now, mind you, I'm shaken up. This boy is sleeping. He's sleeping. Now, I did make sure to check that he was, you know, breathing, conscious, things of that nature. He was. He was just in a very heavy nap. I love my son. I got out the car and I had to check on my son to make sure I could get his car seat out the car. And I did. I could get him out. I called my folks and I said, yo, I'm in an accident. I need you. They got in the car and came. My wife came as well. The guy who hit me in the back, he looked so sorry. And I think when he saw me looking and checking on the baby, he probably felt worse. He said, is the baby all right? I said, yes. But I was angry. My mind twisted over like, what if my son was hurt? What if he had a broken arm? What if he didn't wake up from being in that nap? I was in shock. Now, mind you, I'm shaking. And then these thoughts are going in my mind. I said, I wanted to swing on this man. I wanted to break his jaw. Because of what could have happened to my son. But then God called me down. He said, it isn't what could have happened. It's what's happening now. Don't focus so much on what could be that you actually miss what's happening now. Now that calmed me down because I could have rolled in the what if memories. What if my son was hurt? But he wasn't. God protected him. What if I went through that windshield, but I didn't? God protected me. Now, mind you, I'm still in shock. I'm shaking. We're exchanging information. The guy who hit me in the back and the guy who I subsequently hit in the front. And immediately, I remember that I talk about forgiveness, and yet I'm ready to swing on this man. But I have to remember that I'm human and God's grace is sufficient. He wouldn't let anything overtake me that he knew I couldn't handle. So honestly, I didn't say it to him, but the guy who hit me, I forgave him. Was it easy? No. Forgiveness isn't always easy. To me, forgiveness is easy to the point where it's like, oh, snap, someone stepped in my shoes as an accident, they apologize. Oh, it's not a problem. It's just shoes. But when harm is in danger, when someone's in danger, like my son in this case, it was hard. But God pulled me out of that, what could have happened, into what is happening now. My son was protected. I was protected. We're all fine. The only issue, the only thing that was damaged was the cars, and they can be repaired. No bodily injuries, external or internal, thank God. And I forgive the man who hit me. But I also had to forgive myself because I went down the rabbit hole of what ifs. I went down the rabbit hole of anger. The Bible says to be angry, but sin not. I was definitely in that mode. I was honestly thinking about swinging on him. That would have been a sin, really, to just swing on the man for no reason. It would have been wrong. And I wouldn't have been a good representative of the Lord if I did that. So I thank God that he kept me and my son, who, funny enough, is taking a nap right now. Another story that actually happened to me a couple months ago. This is embarrassing, but I have to be honest. I got scammed out of $3,500. Yeah, it happened to me. I'm in my car driving and I get a call from quote unquote my bank. The guy gives me his name and his ID number and he tells me, did you have a purchase in outside of your state? I said, no, I did not. They said, okay, just want to confirm. And also it looks like there was a transfer of $3,500 to this person. I said, nope, that wasn't me. He's like, yeah, I just want to confirm that. Do you know this person? I said, no. It's like, okay, fine. We just want to test your connection to make sure that it's your connection using the Zelle app to see if, you know, if it goes to you or somebody else. I said, all right, cool. So he's like, yeah, testing the app, send $100 to you. I send $100 to me, or I thought it was me. I got a notification on your phone that says that Dwayne sent you $100. That's me. So, okay. They say, okay, now do the $3,400. Now, mind you, I'm in a razzled state thinking that someone's really got me. So I listen and I wire the money. He's like, okay, good. So you should be good to go. I'm going to put this in. And okay, you should be good to go. I said, great. So I'm thinking, okay. Now I can't find the $3,500. I'm thinking, okay, if it transfers, it should take for a couple minutes, maybe an hour. An hour goes by, nothing. 2 hours, nothing. So I call my bank and I said, hey, this person called me and they gave me this ID number. Is this legit or did I just get scammed? My bank looked back at the record and said, yes, this is actually us. We contacted you. That was us. It was a legitimate call. Don't worry about it. I said, great. I'm fine. No issue. Days go by, the money's not there. So I call my bank and I called them out to explain the situation. And they said, there was no record put in for you. I said, excuse me? There was no record for you. I'm like, what do you mean? Someone called me and did this, that, and did this, that, and the third. They were like, what was the number they called you from? I gave them the number. They said, that is our legitimate number. And that's how scammers work. They got our legitimate number. This is not the first time this has happened. I said, excuse me? Sir, it looks like you've been scammed from $3,500. My heart sank. Literally sank. I lost $3,500 from me and my wife's joint account. And I'm a cybersecurity major and I fell for it. I felt like the biggest idiot in the world. I should have known better. I should have done better. And yet I got fooled. I'm telling you right now, the enemy was having a field day with my emotions, my thoughts, everything. Because I should have known better, but I didn't. Should have done better, done more, but I didn't. Should have recognized the signs. I didn't. Now I lost $3,500. So I put a record in with my bank. And I asked, are you able to get this money back? And they said, we're going to do everything we can to get it back. I worked help desk before. It's not a guarantee that when people would ask, when will this get fixed, or will this ever come back up? Me personally, I never said, oh, it's going to come back in 10 minutes. I would always say we're going to do everything we can because I honestly didn't know. And if she didn't know, honestly, I was lost. I was in despair. I didn't know, but I knew one who did. And I prayed to God. I was praying, said, Lord, please let me get this money back. Please let me get this money back. Please let me get this money back. I was beating myself up a lot. I'm my own worst critic. It's funny how we can be our own worst enemy and worst critic, but we can't be our own best cheerleader. Or maybe that's just me. The enemy was piling it on. I was like, you lost the money? Man, are you stupid? You lost money that you and your wife could have saved up? No, she thinks you're an idiot. And aren't you supposed to be a cybersecurity major? How did you not see that? I mean, really? And I took those punches, every single one of them. And not gonna lie, I got depressed. I was upset. Wasn't until, honestly, my wife came and said, Dwayne, I forgive you, that I had to snap out my funk. Because me being upset, I can take the hit. But if I hurt someone I love, that's, oh gosh. That's the punch to the gut that I can't deal with. Knowing that I hurt someone I loved, whether unintentionally or intentionally, it doesn't matter. That's what got me. But as soon as my wife said, I forgive you, I jumped up. I had to really sit down with myself and say, Dwayne, I forgive you. Did you fall for it? Absolutely, you did. Should you have done better? Hey, you didn't know. In the moment, it got heated. Your emotions were riled up. You got to forgive yourself and move on. So that's what I did. I forgave myself, moved on. I kept praying, though. Praying. Like, God, please give me this money back. A couple weeks ago, got it back. Look at God. Got all the $3,500 back. And you better believe I put that in my savings account immediately. God can definitely turn things around. That is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's a fact. And I'm telling you right now, when you're forgiven, it's like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. And I say the same when you forgive someone, a weight is lifted off your shoulders. When you forgive yourself, a weight is lifted off your shoulders. All the pain, the guilt, the anger that was felt by that person's actions, it's released once you forgive someone. I know that sounds counterproductive, where he's like, once I get over the pain and anger and everything, then I'll forgive. But it's the opposite. You forgive, and then the pain, anger, and all that will fall off. And it's not just a one-time decision. It's honestly, it could be a daily thing where someone has hurt you. You could say, for example, John, when he lied to me, it still hurts. I forgive him. Monday, Tuesday, Oh, he gets on my nerves. I forgive him. You don't think about it Wednesday. Thursday, that pain is still there. I forgive him. Friday, I forgive him. Saturday, I forgive him. Sunday, yeah, you with God. He's like, it's church day. I forgive him. Monday, I forgive him. Tuesday, I forgive him. Wednesday, I forgive him. Thursday, I forgive him. It's a choice. We can choose to live in the pain that they've given us, or we can choose to move on. We can choose to forgive, and we can choose to live in the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. So why are we killing ourselves with this pain and guilt? That's a question I have. He also said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. We need to give it to him and let it go. And this can only be done with Jesus, through Jesus, by Jesus. And I know if I didn't have him, I don't know where I'd be, and I don't even want to think about it. But I say this to you, everybody. Forgiving yourself is a constant and daily thing. It's consistent. And I encourage you all that when you mess up, unintentionally, intentionally, forgive yourself. If you've hurt somebody, ask for their forgiveness. Forgive yourself also. Trust me, it'll do you a lot of good. I know that there are times where we don't have the strength to forgive those who have hurt us, to do what it takes in this episode and more. We can only do these things with the power of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins to be forgiven in the past, present, and future. And he rose from the grave to give us eternal life, a relationship with God himself, power over sin, and power over the enemy. If you want Jesus Christ in your life, just pray this. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins and my wrongdoings in the past, present, and future. I confess and believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was buried and rose again. I give my life to you, Lord. Please come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. If you prayed that prayer, I want to say welcome to the family. This is the best decision you could ever make in your life. Now that you have made this decision, get in a good Bible teaching church who preaches the gospel and message of Jesus Christ. You can look on Google, social media, and even ask your friends for recommendations. Also, there may have been some things said in this episode that may have triggered some bad memories and bad feelings. If this is the case, please seek a licensed therapist to talk them out. As it says in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. You can go through your healthcare provider, Google, or ask friends who have received therapy for recommendations. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Power of Forgiveness podcast. If you like this podcast, please share this with other people. You never know what they're going through, and the episode you just listened to may help them. I also wanted to let you know the Power of Forgiveness is on Instagram. That link is in the show notes. You can also leave me a voice message on Anchor. I would love to hear from you. Imagine what it would be like to no longer hold anger in your heart and forgive the people who have hurt you. Imagine finding the career that you were meant to have. Well, that's what coaching can do for you. At Breakthrough Coaching, we connect with people who want to break through the wall that keeps them from forgiving someone that has hurt them and finding the career they have always dreamed of. If you or anyone you know wants to break through the wall that is stopping you from these goals, schedule a session with us. That link is in the show notes below. We would love to help and see you thrive and achieve the goals that you have. I want you all to have an amazing week, and remember that forgiveness is not letting what that person or people said or did to you affect you, your spirit, your future, or where you're going in life. And that's not an excuse for or enabling someone's behavior, but not letting what that person or people did hold you back or keep you from being or grabbing all that God wants you to be or has for you. Have a good one.